Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Just want to start off by once again saying thanks for the great show. I drive for a living, and you guys definitely make that a lot better, especially after sitting in Boston traffic all day. I'm going to get right down to it. My story, it actually, the whole story takes place in the Freetown State Forest, which is also in Massachusetts. It's regarded as one of the most haunted forests in America. Really cool place. It kind of has a dark past. A lot of, there's like rumored to be a lot of like satanic cult activity. There was confirmed cases of body dumping, cattle mutilation, like weird satanic shrines, which like in all honesty is probably just like kids my age just like screwing around out there. But nonetheless, it's a creepy place. And if you know your way around it, like me and my friends do, you can get to a lot of cool places with like weird like ceremonial altars and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. Anyways, my first story takes place, this is about a few weeks ago. My girlfriend and I went to an area in the forest known as the Ledge, which is basically people go up top of the Ledge, which is just a quarry that overlooks a small pond. They go up there and, you know, it's right beneath the rocks and just do stupid kid stuff, so, like throw rocks off it to get a big splash. And there's nice hiking trails that take you to the top or the bottom. So we usually go to the top and check out the view of the forest. But today we're like, hey, you know what? It's getting kind of dark. Let's hang out at the bottom. So we're skipping stones and just kind of getting around, listening to music. And the whole time we're facing directly, we have a clear view of the top of the Ledge. And we basically saw what it looked like there's nobody up top. We both confirmed that. Like, you can definitely see when there's people up there. Like, even if they're crouching down, like, there's such a clear view, and the pond is not that long that you can clearly see the people up top. It's about a 100-foot quarry, so not too tall. And there's nobody up there, and all of a sudden we hear, like, a smack on the water and, like, a huge splash. It honestly looks like somebody jumped off, and people do jump off for fun and make it, but if you don't jump far enough, you can hit like the rock face, and unfortunately it's a popular spot for suicide. So that's what we were thinking. So we followed the outskirt of the on the pond. I guess it's more of like a small lake, pretty deep. We basically followed it. Like, we're trying to see if there's anybody in the water, but we're like, well, what the hell could that have been? There's nobody up there. So we were both really freaked out, and I mean, it wasn't that dark yet. It was like probably 6:30. The sun was still up. Like, there was still plenty of daylight. So, like, we definitely would have seen if somebody was in the pond and floated back to the top or anything. But it was so weird. So I was like, "Hey, Ash, like, stay down here and see if you see anything. I'm gonna run to the top. There's a long trail to the top, and then there's a quick trail. It takes like about like 3 minutes to get to the top." So I got my backpack on, like my first aid equipment, because we hike there frequently. And I'm absolutely like sprinting to the top, like expecting to be honest with you, I was expecting not to find anybody, because I know how the forest works and there's a lot of things there to play tricks on you. But I hightailed to the top, and all I see is like a little piece of white fabric, which is so weird. Because the woman who haunts the Ledge is known as the woman in white. I don't know what the actual story is, but there's a ton of lore surrounding it. Basically, it was a girl that got set up by a prom date, and she drove her car to the top of the Ledge, and she used to be able to do it. People used to drive their cars off of it, though, so they closed that pieces of a little piece of white fabric. And like as soon as I my vision focused in on it, it kind of blew off the ledge and kind of dropped. So that was really cool. We still like wanted to do the right thing, so we contacted the forest rangers and told them we think somebody may have jumped and we didn't see him come up. And this was a few weeks ago, and like they definitely would have found something by now, and no news. So I think the lady on the ledge is playing tricks on us. People have also said that there's Native Americans here. Specifically, I want to say Algonquin. The word for these little tricksters is Pukwudgie. And they're like little gray goblin type dudes who, more specifically at night, they play a lot of tricks on people. They're usually accompanied by like a large shadow figure, like in the back, and he kind of is like their boss. But, I don't think it was a Pukwudgie because usually they lead you into danger. And I didn't really feel like that was the case. Some people who were at the ledge said that they felt like they had like a momentary urge to jump off, and like that I could definitely see being the work of Pukwudgie. But this I think was pretty clearly a lady on the ledge apparition, which is very frequent. People have had similar stories. I don't know if anybody ever saw like a piece of white fabric at the top. And it could have honestly been unrelated because it didn't really look like it was from a dress. But I thought that was an interesting point, definitely worth mentioning. My second story from the same day, actually, there's another place in the forest called Profile Rock. It's about 4 or 5 miles away. And so it's, again, it's a small hike to the top of the rock. And you can see, like, all the surrounding towns, all the it's really high. You can see, like, all the church steeples and everything. All the tall houses in the area, all the hills, all the trees. It's really cool. It's awesome in the fall. And, we were at Profile Rock. And at this point, it was getting dark, but we, like, typically go there at night. Like, it's kind of fun. We go up there, sometimes listen to your podcast. And we hear somebody, like, making their way up the hard side of the rock, which is, like, the way we like to climb up. You can do it without gear, but some people opt for climbing gear when they do it. And we could clearly hear people rigging their gear, climbing to the top. And we're going to have company up here. And like, it's a really social place. Everybody that goes there, like, they'll hang out. Like, a lot of people go up there to drink. I prefer not to. But, so we figured it was just some, like, teenagers or something coming up. And we heard, like, the clank of gear and then some, like, kind of like somebody pulling themselves up but, like, sliding against the rock. And at that point, it was kind of, like, weird sounding. I didn't expect that. And just when, like, the person should have been, or the group of people, whoever it was, should have been at the top, we didn't hear anything. We looked down. We had our mag lights, flashlight down. There's nobody around. We hightailed out of there. And, like, from the rock to the parking lot, it's, like, another mile walk. You just, like, complete dark woods. And that was really scary. It was a pretty windy day, so the trees were, like, rubbing against each other, and it sounded like people talking. I think that freaked us out more because it could have been something paranormal, or it could have been a human that had, like, bad intentions, and we just didn't see him. But I definitely felt like the whole time we were being watched, so we kind of, like, just mellowed out on the way home and, like, didn't really want to, like, react to it in case something, like, followed us. Because, like, if it knew we acknowledged it or, like, were scared, I feel like it would have had a better chance of catching itself. But, that's pretty much it. So that was two stories from the forest in one day. Another, like, very popular piece of lore from the forest is he's known as the Mad Trucker at Copacut Road, which I haven't personally experienced, but Copacut Road, the access road in the forest that a lot of me and my friends like to go operating on, and apparently if you go at night by yourself, you'll get tailgated by a truck, and it's going, like, unreasonably fast, and then all of a sudden it just vanishes. So that's pretty scary, too. But, between the Pukwudgies, the people sliding up the rock, and the lady in white, that place has a ton going on, so you guys should definitely look into it. You'll find a bunch of stories. It's super cool. But, that wraps it up for my story. I love you guys, man. You guys have, like, the best podcast.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.